It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
So my son has this thing once a year, where all the parents take the kids down to a particular restaurant, which is like a mile from the school that my son goes to. He's in elementary school. And it's like this fundraiser thing, I guess. And we walk that mile to the school with our kids, or in some cases, the kids are on bikes and scooters. And there's probably, gosh, like 100 parents, maybe more, that are walking their kids this mile. We meet at like 7:15 in this restaurant's parking lot. We walk to the school. We drop our kids off, and then we walk back. So this past week, it was that time to do that. And so we took the golf cart up to the restaurant, and then I walked my son to school. That's a mile. And then I turned around and walked back to the restaurant. That's 2 miles. And so I am here just worrying through this, being a warrior for you, the listener. Don't have the best of knees in the world, right? I've got a meniscus that needs to be cleaned up, and that thing is barking today. It was barking yesterday, and, you know, went to the doctor, doesn't matter which doctor I went to, and just told him, said, hey, man, like, you know, I think I need to go to the ER. And this guy said, yeah, you know, this thing's pretty bad. I would even suggest you not doing your show tomorrow. And I told the doctor, I said, no, I can't do that. I've got to be there. Yeah, my knee hurts, but I've got a responsibility to my listeners. And no matter how major of a knee injury this is, I've got to be there. So I'm here for you. Trucking, powering through. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine, I may have gone there. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities, including me. Let our board certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. So before we're going to get into some scores from last week. Before we do that, I am going to offer one of our affiliates, right? Over in Jessup. Offer the Wayne County Yellow Jackets a huge congratulations. Their first win last Friday night since October of 2023, when they beat Southeast Bullock before Southeast Bullock got to be really good, even though Southeast Bullock's kind of struggling right now. So congratulations, Wayne County Yellow Jackets. I know it was long overdue. I know that the city of Jessup feels pretty good going into this week. And it wasn't a slouch that you guys beat. You beat a Warner Robins Demons team that, you know, is a perennial power in the state. So congratulations to the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. I know you got to feel good. Let's get into some of these games, because we've got a lot to talk about with these games. Wayne County's on the docket too. They got another big one. Can they do it again? We'll find out. All right, so scores from last week. Let's do that. Peach County and Westover, 42-14. Peach gets the job done. Northeast and Dublin, 20-0 Northeast over Dublin. Didn't see that coming. 20-0. Dublin didn't even score. A highly touted, highly hyped game. Battle of the Wildcats down in Kingsland. Valdosta paid the trip to Camden. This has been, this rivalry has given us some really, really great moments. Friday night wasn't one of them. Valdosta went to Kingsland and put 63 points up on the Wildcats defense. 63-19 the final. Valdosta woodshedded Camden. Lowndes and Colquitt. Nobody goes to Colquitt and wins in the hog pen. It doesn't happen. Nobody wins in Moultrie unless you're the Lowndes County Vikings, because they went in there and they put it on the Packers. Lowndes 31, Colquitt 14, and Colquitt's got another tough one with Valdosta coming to town. Oof. Richmond Hill 35 and Tift 10. Richmond Hill beats Tift County 35-10. That will set up a huge region matchup between themselves and Camden coming up this week. I think that game is actually at the Hill up in Richmond Hill. Bradwell 51, Greenbrier 28. Bradwell keeps themselves alive in the region playoff chase. Brunswick High and Glen Academy in the city championship game. That game did not disappoint. I told you last week, you throw everything out the door in that game. It should be one of the state's better rivalry games. It's a very underrated rivalry. Glen Academy dominated that game, and with 7 minutes to go, they held a 37-21 lead. 37-21 with 7 minutes to go in the game, and Brunswick High found a way and stormed back to win the football game 41-37, and it got crazy. I mean crazy at the end. We're talking like two-point conversion crazy, onside kick crazy, turnover, fumble going into the ends. I mean, it's just nuts. Brunswick 41, Glen 37. Lakeside Evans and Effingham. Effingham 48-10 winners over at Lakeside Evans. The Augusta schools do not seem to be a factor this year in that coastal Georgia plus the three Augusta schools region. South Effingham 14 and Evans 10. I just told you, Augusta schools don't seem to be a factor. Coffee and Northside Warner Robins. That was played over in Macon, and Coffee 28, Northside 7. A game of, I told you last week, two teams that kind of really hadn't achieved what we thought they would. Coffee gets the W. Houston, a team that has been achieving what we thought they would. 49-10 winners over veterans. I think Houston's going to win that region, and that's a tough region. That's got Thomas County Central. It's got Coffee. It's got Lee. But I think Houston's going to win that dang thing. Speaking of Thomas County Central and Lee, they squared off in a key region matchup. Thomas County Central came out on top 35-21. I thought Lee might get that game. They did not. Benedictine and Ware County, nobody, and I mean nobody, goes to the Swamp and wins a game in Waycross. You just don't do it unless you're the Benedictine Cadets, because they've done it multiple times over the last three or four seasons. The Swamp does not intimidate Benedictine. They go in and play it like it's a home game. They own the Gators at their place. They do it to the Gators again. They beat Ware County at Ware County 30-27. Nuts. That gives them the inside track to win that region. Holy cow. Perry and New Hampstead. New Hampstead played well. 38-24 was the final. Perry wins, but New Hampstead played well. I told you already, Wayne County upset Warner Robins in a blowout, 32-10 over at JC Stadium in Jessup. Blessed Trinity and Savannah Christian, great game, field goal game. Savannah Christian goes down to Blessed Trinity 35-32. Liberty and Southeast Bullock. Southeast Bullock's got to be the most Jekyll and Hyde team alive in the state of Georgia. 1 week, they're contending with Calvary Day, had Calvary Day beaten on the ropes, and then the next week, they're losing 10-7 to somebody they don't have any business losing to. They're struggling with Savannah schools. This is getting insane, Southeast Bullock. Choose who you want to be and do that. They go down to Liberty 10-7. Liberty's having a pretty good year. West Lawrence, boy, this was a score-a-thon. West Lawrence 70, Baldwin 55. Appling upset Fitzgerald 15-14. They did it at their place, and Appling showing a little bit of life. They've had a rough go to this point. Pierce and Vidalia 21-0. Pierce blanks Vidalia. Toombs and Tatnall. Toombs 28-6 winners. Bacon and Berrien. Berrien's had a good year. They could not find a way to beat Bacon. 17-12. Bacon on top. Worth County and Brantley 49-0. Worth over Brantley. Jeff Davis and Thomasville. Thomasville 56-21 over Jeff Davis. Uh-oh. Okay. A little bit of a monkey wrench there in that region. Ace Charter in East Lawrence. East Lawrence 21, Ace Charter 14. Bleckley in Jefferson County. Bleckley put 50 on Jefferson County and shut them out 50 to nothing. Lanier in Charlton. You're talking about Jekyll and Hyde. Charlton County rides in the same boat as Southeast Bullock. They're buddies. You never know what team's going to show up. 48-20, Charlton beats Lanier. Clinch and Irwin. Clinch 61, Irwin 14. Bryan and Claxton. Bryan County 42, Claxton 7. ECI and Metter 34-6. ECI's got the inside track to win that region. It's between them and Scriven. At least that's where that's the way it looks. And finally, Savannah 14 and Portal 21. And that wraps up all the scores from last week. And so now on the other side of the break, it's going to be the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Hard to believe we are already entering week 8 of the high school football season. Here are some key games from around South Georgia. Camden will venture up I-95 to take on Richmond Hill in a key region matchup. Wayne hosts Perry on the heels of their stunning upset of Warner Robins. Bullock Academy will be at home taking on Hilton Head Christian. Lee County and Coffee tee it up in Douglas. Bradwell travels south to battle Brunswick between the bricks. And a huge one as Valdosta heads to the Hog Pen in Moultrie to take on Colquitt. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897 and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Yeah, it's the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Before we get there, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, off of Exit 29, off of I-95. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. We've got some changes in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings and some big ones at that, because we had several teams that were in that couldn't find a way to win a game. I say several. There were a couple that dropped. There's one team that fell out. One team that fell out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. I'll give you the rankings from last week. Last week we had Pierce at 10, Peach at 9, 8 was Camden, 7 was Clinch, 6 was Lowndes, 5 was Houston, 4 was Valdosta, 3 was Worth, 2 was Ware, and the number one team again was Swainsboro. I will go ahead and tell you we have a new number one. Starting out at number 10, Camden is the team that fell out. You lose 60-something to 19, you're going to fall out. You can't give up 60 and be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. You just cannot do it. Formula says no. At number 10, getting into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time this season, the Liberty County Panthers, 5-1, 10-7 win over Southeast Bullock. At number 9, falling 8 spots, the former number 1, the Ware County Gators, losing at home 30-27 to Benedictine. Benedictine's got their number. At number 8, moving up 2 spots, the Pierce County Bears, 21-0 winners over Vidalia. At number 7, also moving up 2 spots, Peach County, 42-14 winners over Westover. Also moving up a spot, the Clinch County Panthers, 61-14 winners. They go from 7-6. Holding strong at number 5 with a 49-10 win over Veterans. They were 5 last week. They maintained that 5th slot, the Houston County Bears. At number 4, falling 3 spots, coming off of a bye, the Swainsboro Tigers get dethroned from number 1 and fall to number 4. At number 3, holding at number 3 with a 49-0 win over Brantley County, the Worth County Rams, 6-0 at number 3. At number 2, moving up 2 spots with a 63-19 woodshedding of the Camden County Wildcats at their place, the Valdosta Wildcats move from 4-2. And so the new number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, with a 31-14 win in the Hog Pen over Colquitt. Nobody wins in Moultrie. The Lowndes County Vikings do. 31-14 winners. They jump 5 spots. Biggest jump of the week. They jump 5 spots to the number 1 ranking in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Some teams that almost got in, millimeters away from being in. Millimeters. Bullock Academy, right there. Jeff Davis, right there. Some other teams, too. Those are just the ones that are right here in front of me. So let's recap. At number 10, Liberty County. At number 9, Ware. 8, Pierce. 7, Peach County. 6 is Clinch. 5 is Houston. 4, the Swainsboro Tigers. At 3, the Worth County Rams. 2, the Valdosta Wildcats. And number 1, for the first time this year, it's not the first time they've ever been there, they've been there before, the first time this year, at number 1, jumping 5 spots to get there, the Lowndes County Vikings are the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. We got lots of games to talk about that are coming up at the end. Gosh, you know, like tonight. We got games talking about tonight on the Jason Bishop Show. Can't wait. We're already in week 8 of the high school football season. How did we get here so fast?
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialist. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course, adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adobo queens menu fy.com. Take out or dine in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fall is in the air, and that means cooler weather, football fun, and of course, Halloween. Don't be scared. Come on in to Cunningham Jewelers. All treats and no tricks. Let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help you find that perfect gift, no matter how spooky and no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
All right, so we know that we are at that point. Week 8, man, how did we get here so fast? I mean, we've basically got a month left of the regular season for high school football, and then it's off to playoffs. So, I mean, it's just flying by. So here are some of the games that we're going to talk about tonight. I've already picked my winners for these games, so we will run through these things. The Ware County Gators, they will be on the road at New Hampstead, trying to lick their wounds and recover from that tough loss to Benedictine last week. They will do it. Ware wins the game at New Hampstead. By the way, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football season is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture Outlet. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like. Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture Outlet. Over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick. 912-267-1897. And look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. Okay. Back to the games. The Frederica Academy Knights, they head to the road to play the Robert Toombs Christian Academy Eagles? I think that's right. Nonetheless, Frederica will win the football game. Give me Frederica. Hilton Head, they'll take a trip to Statesboro to play the Bullock Academy Gators. Bullock Academy wins the game. Tift Area goes over to Valdosta to play Valwood. Valwood, give me Valwood to win the game. ECI at Savannah. All of a sudden, ECI, another one, ECI is also one of those teams that are just on the cusp of getting into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. ECI looks really good. They'll go to Savannah, and they're going to blow Savannah out. They're going to run them out of the stadium. Camden at Richmond Hill. This is almost a must-win game, if you really think about it, for the Camden County Wildcats. Let's do some math here, right? If you can't lose any more than three region games in most regions to make the playoffs. Camden just got obliterated by Valdosta. They still have Lowndes on the schedule. They still have Colquitt on the schedule. Lowndes and Colquitt are going to be favored to beat Camden. If that goes to chalk, that's three region losses there for the Wildcats. This is almost a must-win game for Camden, and I don't think they get it done. I think they go to Richmond Hill. I think Richmond Hill they've had a great year all season long. I think they beat Camden at the Hill, and they begin their march toward a playoff run. Give me Richmond Hill to beat Camden at home. Valdosta at Colquitt. I don't know when the last time it was that Colquitt lost two consecutive games at home. They just lost to Lowndes. They're now hosting Valdosta. I bet you it's been at least 10 or 15 years since the last time Colquitt lost back-to-back games in the hog pen. Write this down, because they about to do it. Valdosta is going to go to the hog pen, and Valdosta is going to beat Colquitt in their place, just like their crosstown rivals did in Lowndes. Speaking of Lowndes, they'll be hosting TIFF, giving Lowndes to get that W. Bradwell goes to Brunswick. Bradwell needing the win to really kind of keep things in line with their region playoff aspirations. Brunswick is really, really good, and they showed some heart last week coming back to beat that Glenn Academy team. Give me Brunswick at home. Glenn at Evans, a really pissed off Glenn team that they dropped that game, a game they should have won against Brunswick. They're going to take it out on Evans. They're going to blast Evans. They're going to run the ball a lot. Greenbrier at South Effingham. Again, I don't think those Augusta schools in that coastal Georgia plus the Augusta schools region, don't think the Augusta schools are going to be too much of a factor. Give me South Effingham to win the game in Guyton at the Corral. Statesboro at Lakeside Evans. Basically, same thing I just said. Statesboro is going to win the game. Statesboro is looking at they're eyeing a two seed. That's probably their goal. I think that region, Statesboro, Effingham, and Glenn, those are the teams that are really in line for the 2C battling it out. Lee at Coffee. By the way, Glenn does own head-to-head over Statesboro. Lee at Coffee. Lee will go to Douglas, and Lee will beat the Coffee County Trojans. Houston at Northside. Again, Northside hasn't really looked that great this year. Houston has. Houston's going to go and win that football game. They used to share that stadium, I found out a long time ago, the Martin, but nope. Now Houston has their own place. It's just Warner Robins and Northside. Anyway, Houston gets the win. Thomas County Central at Veterans. Give me Thomas County Central. Warner Robins at Benedictine. Warner Robins just got woodshedded by Wayne, who was winless. Benedictine just went to Ware and beat the Gators at their place. They're riding high. A lot of momentum. Give me BC at home. Perry at the Wayne County. At Wayne County. In Jessup at JC Stadium, Wayne just won their first game since 2023. I don't know how long it's been since they've won back-to-back games. Not real sure. Perry should be favored in this football game, but give me the Wayne County Yellow Jackets on a roll. Wayne beats Perry in what would be considered another upset after they just beat Warner Robins. My rationale is Warner Robins is better than Perry, I think. And Wayne blasted Warner Robins at home. Wayne's going to be at home again. Give me Wayne to win the football game. I'm on the Wayne bandwagon. Wayne is in first place in the region, by the way. They're 1-0. How nuts would that be if somehow Wayne found their way into the playoffs after this dreadful run they've been through? That would be amazing. Daugherty at Peach. Give me Peach. Islands at Beach. Islands, I think. Long County at Calvary Day. Give me Calvary Day to win the game. Southeast Bullock at Groves. I think I'll take Southeast Bullock. I don't really know which Southeast Bullock team's going to show up. Is it going to be the team that is the perennial state juggernaut that everybody thought they were going to be, that they began to play like, or is it going to be the team that showed up last week against Liberty? I don't know. You tell me, Southeast Bullock, what you want to do. I'm going to pick you to beat Groves. Jenkins at Windsor Forest. Give me Jenkins. Johnson of Savannah at Liberty. Liberty finding itself for the first time in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Give me Liberty to win the football game. Pierce at Cook. Cook, good luck. Give me Pierce. Berrien at Jeff Davis. Give me Jeff Davis. Brantley at Fitzgerald. If there's any team that needs an upset more than the Brantley County Herons, I don't know where they are. Brantley could really, really use with some positivity over there in Caney Bay. I don't think it happens. Fitzgerald gets the W. Thomasville at Worth County. Give me Worth to win the football game. Dublin got embarrassed last week. They're going to Ace Charter. Give me Dublin to win the game. Southwest Macon at East Lawrence. Give me East Lawrence. Savannah Country Day at Savannah Christian. This is going to be a really good football game. Give me Savannah Christian in the end. Savannah Christian in the end. Tombs at Swainsboro, big time rivalry game. All those counties right around that middle Georgia area, none of them really like each other. Give me Swainsboro to win the game, but this game is super close. This is going to be a really good game. Clinch at Charlton. I think Clinch goes to Folkston and wins. I feel pretty confident about that, but again, Charlton is one of those teams that you just, week to week, who's going to show up, you don't know. Screven at Bryan. This is going to be a really good football game. I think Screven's a little better. I'll take Screven to win the football game. Claxton at Metter. Battle of the Tigers. Claxton going to Candler County to play. Give me Metter at home. MCA at Jenkins County. MCA kind of needs this game. You look at what's remaining on their schedule. I think they could probably drop this game, beat. I think they still have Portal and Metter. They could win those two games and still be okay. Or maybe it's Portal and Bryan. I think that's it. Portal and Bryan. And they've got two tough games. If they go 2-2 in their last four, I think MCA's got a good chance to get in. It would help if they could find a way to beat Jenkins County. They're on the road here. Give me Jenkins County. And Trutland at Telfair. Give me Telfair to win the football game. Holy cow, there's a ton of games going on and a lot of region stuff, a lot of good games. Going to be an amazing, amazing week. And also, we're going to roll into week five or six of the college football season. Let's do that next.
It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the two-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go Dawgs. License number CN208489.
Summer is winding down and soon fall will be here, which means fun and football. It also means that you need to get into Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters and Southern Tide for all the fall fashions. Jackets, sweaters, vests, and more. All the brands you love. Johnny O, Duckhead, Aftco, Onward Reserve, and a ton more. Make sure to pick your Georgia Bulldogs attire, too. Come on in to Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters and Southern Tide, and let us keep your family in style.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
How do you know that you might be too competitive? If you're coaching your kid's soccer game and it's a competitive game, and there's like a coach's box right on the sideline, and there's a penalty kick coming, and so you leave the coach's box and go down by the goal to instruct your 7, 8, 9 year olds where to line up so that you don't give up a goal on the penalty kick. You might be a little too competitive. Just my opinion. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Where's the read? There it is. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state, Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show. That's me. High school football coaches shows and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. All right, so college football. If you're a Georgia fan, you're stinging a little bit this week, but, you know, if you're Alabama, roll tide, because y'all did look good. I say y'all. Maybe I should start saying we looked good. I wonder how crimson red would look, would make my complexion look. Georgia can't beat Alabama. Let's just go ahead and establish it. All right, West Virginia at 23, BYU. Give me BYU to win the football game. Wisconsin at number 20, Michigan. Wisconsin hasn't looked very good to me. I really expected them to be better. They're not. Michigan gets the game in the big house. 22, Illinois at Purdue. I think Purdue's going to win this game. I haven't been real impressed with Illinois. We saw them get exposed by Indiana. Yeah, they beat USC last week, but how good is USC really? I don't think they're very good. I think Purdue wins the game. Number 14, Iowa at Cincinnati. Iowa State at Cincinnati. Give me Iowa State. Kentucky at number 12, Georgia. Kentucky, I feel for you. You are going to have a can of angry, pissed off Georgia Bulldogs for a long week of practice. Coaches are mad, players are mad, and Kentucky, it's all going to be unleashed on you. Georgia by a lot. Boise State at 21, Notre Dame. I think this game's close, but give me 21 Notre Dame to win the football game in South Bend. Penn State at UCLA. If UCLA was halfway decent, I'd pick them to win this game. Penn State coming off of that tough loss to Oregon, the overtime loss, kind of feeling down, licking their wounds. But UCLA is not good, so Penn State wins the football game. 24, Virginia at Louisville. Hey, Virginia, welcome to the top 25. Big-time win over Florida State. It won't last long. You will go to Louisville, and you will lose to remove yourself from the ACC title picture. 16, Vanderbilt at number 10, Alabama. Alabama's going to win the game, but Vanderbilt's going to have their chances here. Remember, Vandy won this game last year. This is not the same old Vanderbilt team that everybody just rolls in and they beat it. They beat Vanderbilt just because they're Vanderbilt. So this will be a good game. Alabama wins in the end in Tuscaloosa. 11, Texas Tech at Houston. Texas Tech quietly is just rolling, folks. They're ranked 11th now. They are the best team in the Big 12. They will win that conference. They will be in the college football playoff. Give me Texas Tech to beat Houston. Number 3, Miami at Florida State. Everybody is picking Miami. Nobody believes in Florida State after they got upset by Virginia. I do. I'm going to pick Florida State to win the game at the Doak. A big-time rivalry game. It's going to be crazy in Tallahassee. Give me Florida State to win. Minnesota at number one, Ohio State. Give me Ohio State. Mississippi State at number six, Texas A&M. Somewhere along the line, Texas A&M will slip up in a couple of games because they're Texas A&M, and that's what they do. This could be the first of those, but I'm going to pick Texas A&M to win the football game. Do you really believe in Texas A&M? Do you? I don't. Kent State at number five, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's going to drop some games late, too. Give me this isn't going to be one of them. Give me Oklahoma at home. Number nine, Texas at Florida. Everything is bleak for Billy Napier. The schedule sucks moving forward. It's tough. He's lost all of these big-time games to start the season to these key rivals. They didn't think they'd be sitting where they are. And every year, this is the time of the year, Billy Napier does the same thing every year. Starts off ugly. They start talking about firing him. Then he wins a game or a couple of games, wins a game that he shouldn't, then builds that momentum, wins a couple of games, and he gets thrashed by Georgia, and then he finishes okay or decent. Same thing, except this year he's not going to finish okay or decent. Florida will beat Texas in the swamp. Billy Napier will save his job for now, and they'll go on a little bit of a run here to get to the Georgia game. If they don't win that game, if Florida loses, I think Napier's packing his stuff Monday morning. In the ACC, there are no unranked games in the SEC, by the way. Everybody that's playing this week in the SEC, it's a ranked game. In the ACC, Boston College at Pitt. Give me Pitt. Clemson at North Carolina. I went back and forth on this game. I eventually circled Clemson. Wake Forest at Virginia Tech. Give me Virginia Tech. Campbell at NC State. NC State, man. Give me NC State to win the game, but geez, guys, come on. Syracuse at SMU. Syracuse, same thing. Come on. You look great against Clemson, and then last week you lay an egg. Give me Syracuse to beat SMU, I think. Duke at Cal. Long trip for the Dukies all the way cross country, but I don't think Cal's very good, so give me Duke. Kansas in the Big 12, Kansas at Central Florida. Give me Central Florida to win the football game. In the Sun Belt, Oregon State at App State. Oh, give me App State here to beat what once was a Power 5 in Oregon State, which, of course, no longer, but give me App State to win the game. James Madison at Georgia State. Georgia State's had a tough go. James Madison beat Georgia Southern last week, so give me James Madison to beat Georgia State. Coastal Carolina at Old Dominion. Give me Old Dominion here. Give me Old Dominion to win the game. I got Coastal Carolina circle. I'm going to take Old Dominion. South Alabama at Troy. Big-time rivalry game there. I'll take Troy in the football game. And those are a ton of games, and those are your college football games. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to give you my top 10 college football teams in the country. I'm not going to do the AP. This is the Jason Bishop poll, which means it's right.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnow's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnow's Collision Center, friendly, honest service. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95. 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567. And look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors. This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simon's Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, mulletbayrestaurant.com. And follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
This is great. We did a whole lot better job than what we normally do. As far as planning the show out and timing the show, you know, out for the long run, segment to segment. Typically, we come back in this last segment, and I've got like literally 2 minutes to do something before we have to get out because, you know, obviously we're up against the top of the hour, or in some cases, you know, it's an hour long show, but we're up against the 60 minutes that we do. And, you know, we got to get out. But, you know, here we are. We're in good shape on time. So, you know, we don't have to rush through anything, so we won't. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at CompanionsForHeroes.org. All right, so I'm going to give you the teams that I think in college football are worthy of top 10 rankings. Last week, I did this as well. And we did have to squeeze this in last week because we did have a tight show. So last week I had Vanderbilt at number 10, Georgia Tech at number 9, 8 was LSU, 7 Oklahoma, 6 was Florida State, 5 I had Penn State, 4 I had Oregon, 3 Georgia, 2 Ohio State, and the number 1 team for me last week were the Miami Hurricanes. So some things that are going to change this week because I have dropped out of my top 10, Florida State, I've dropped out LSU, I've dropped out Penn State, and I've dropped out Georgia. So those four teams that were in last week are currently out this week. So we'll start at number 10. Very quietly, and again, I don't have a lot of faith in this team. I am just simply doing this on how I feel with what they've done to this point. And they've earned their way in. And number 10 is Texas A&M. A home win over Notre Dame earlier in the season. They looked good last week as well. So Texas A&M is my number 10 team. At number 9, I said this a minute ago, Texas Tech is quietly rolling, folks. Nobody's paying them any attention. They're over in the Big 12, not getting a lot of notoriety, and they're just beating the brakes off of folks over there in the Big 12. Texas Tech at number 9. Number 8, Vanderbilt. Big-time test this week against Alabama. We saw them play well all the way up to this point, undefeated on the season. Vanderbilt at number 8. Number 7, Georgia Tech. And they've taken a lot of flack about how they beat Wake Forest last week. But to me, that showed me a lot of character. It went the other way for me. You got down against a team that you shouldn't have got down against, sure. But then you found a way to get yourself back in the football game, get the dang thing to overtime, and then you found a way in overtime to win. You had to make the play on the two-point conversion to keep them out of the end zone, and you did. They made the play. They came back from a deficit. Like, we're just ignoring all of these things that Georgia Tech showed, these intangible things, right? So, for me, Georgia Tech is number seven. Number six, Alabama. You know, what can you say? They went to Georgia. You know, the biggest thing for me is Georgia had a drop touchdown pass. So did Alabama. Okay, so those two things wash each other out. Alabama missed a field goal. Okay, Georgia had fourth and goal twice and went for it and didn't get it. So one of those field goals that Georgia could have kicked and the one Alabama missed is a wash. And so the fourth, that brings the last fourth and goal conversion that Georgia didn't get. That was the difference in the football game. They lost by a field goal. If Georgia kicks that field goal late, and that's in the fourth quarter, right? Fourth and goal with 10 minutes to go, and they try to go tempo, and Cash Jones gets tackled in the backfield. You kick the field goal there, it's 27-27, and at least you got to make Alabama win the football game instead of them playing with a lead. I didn't agree with that call from Kirby, but, you know, Kirby's made a lot of calls that have been fantastic. That wasn't his best one. At number five, I got Ole Miss. Ole Miss just, I mean, you can say what you want, but they dominated that game against LSU. Ole Miss made some mistakes that would have made that game even worse if they'd have executed. At number four, I've got Oklahoma. At number two, I've got Ohio State. And I remember earlier in the year I was talking about Oklahoma. Ain't that good? Boy, I tell you what, they are proving me wrong. And now that I say this, watch them lose this week. But, yeah, they are proving me wrong. And they've gotten inside of my top five, so they've earned it. Number three, Ohio State. Remember, everybody was, Ohio State is unbeatable after they beat Texas in the opening week. And then Texas has kind of looked, not that great. So how good of a win was that for Ohio State, really, over Texas? I mean, I don't know. Well, I guess we'll find out eventually. And number two, Oregon. Huge, huge big-time win on the road. But, you know, at the same time, did anybody really expect Penn State to win that football game? If you did, you don't watch college football a lot, because Penn State does what Penn State normally does in a big game. That's lose it. I don't remember the last time that Penn State won one of those big time matchups, whether it's been in the playoffs, whether it's been in the regular season, but they just don't win those big games. And Oregon took it to them again, beat them in overtime. And the number one team again for mine, top 10, is the Miami Hurricanes, and I think that's going to change after this week. And it's not that I don't think Miami is a good football team. I just think they're going to go into a really crazy atmosphere. Florida State coming off of a loss. I just think everything is set up for Florida State to win. I don't necessarily think Florida State is going to be better than Miami, but I just think that Miami is going to be walking in to a minefield, and they don't know yet. So my top 10, right, this is what I've got. Texas A&M at 10. 9 is Texas Tech. 8, Vanderbilt. 7, Georgia Tech. 6, Alabama. 5, Ole Miss. 4, Oklahoma. 3, Ohio State, 2, Oregon, and the number one team for me is Miami. I have, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 SEC teams in the top 10. I've got an ACC team at the top, and then the 2 and 3 are Big Ten teams, and I've got one lone Big 12 team at 9 in Texas Tech. So the SEC is still mostly representing my top 10. The ACC and the Big Ten up at the top, and the Big 12 with some representation, there at the bottom. I think Texas Tech is going to be a problem for some folks when they get in the playoffs. I really do.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Hard to believe we are already entering week 8 of the high school football season. Here are some key games from around South Georgia. Camden will venture up I-95 to take on Richmond Hill in a key region matchup. Wayne hosts Perry on the heels of their stunning upset of Warner Robins. Bullock Academy will be at home taking on Hilton Head Christian. Lee County and Coffee tee it up in Douglas. Bradwell travels south to battle Brunswick between the bricks. And a huge one as Valdosta heads to the Hog Pen in Moultrie to take on Colquitt. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.